The Old Lion and the Fox. At the base of a rocky hillside, hidden behind a curtain of ivy, was a quiet cave known only to the animals who lived nearby. It was cool, dim, and sheltered from the wind. And inside lived Leonard the Lion. Leonard had once been strong and fearsome, the kind of lion whose roar sent birds flying from the treetops. But those days were long gone. His mane had thinned, his paws ached, and his strength had faded. Hunting was no longer easy, and Leonard often went hungry. One chilly morning, Leonard lay stretched across the cave floor, feeling weak and frustrated. "No one visits me anymore," he grumbled. "No one fears me. No one respects me. If only someone would come close enough for a proper conversation or a proper meal." Just then, Felix the Fox trotted up to the cave entrance. Felix was clever, quick, and known for noticing things other animals missed. "Good morning, Leonard," Felix called from a safe distance. "You look unwell." Leonard perked up at once. "Ah, Felix, my dear friend. Come closer, won't you? I'm terribly ill and could use some company." Felix didn't move. His sharp eyes scanned the ground. The dirt around the cave mouth was covered in paw prints. Large paw prints going in, but none coming out. Felix's ears twitched. "You say you're ill," he said slowly, "but I see many tracks leading into your cave, and not a single one leading back out." Leonard's tail flicked. "Oh, those old marks. Nothing to worry about. Come in, come in. I promise I won't hurt you." Felix smiled politely. "Oh, I'm sure you won't. At least, not if I stay right here." Leonard's eyes narrowed. His voice dropped its friendly tone. "You're a suspicious creature, Felix." "And you," said Felix calmly, "are a hungry one." The fox stepped back a little further. "A wise animal watches where others have gone and whether they've returned." Leonard let out a long, defeated sigh. He knew he'd been caught in his own trick. Felix dipped his head. "I hope you find honest help, Leonard, but you won't find it by luring others into danger." With that, Felix trotted away down the hillside, his tail swishing behind him. Leonard lay back in the shadows of the cave, grumbling but thoughtful. He had hoped to fool the fox, but wisdom, it seemed, was stronger than age or hunger. And from that day on, Felix made sure to warn the younger animals. "Tracks tell stories. Pay attention to them,"